The White House says Davis will leave the Alliance for the Great Lakes and become a special EPA advisor to oversee restoration of the five lakes. Davis says he's very excited to be named to the position. Just hours before the announcement, the EPA and Wisconsin DNR showed off newly started dredging of 170,000 cubic yards of contaminated sediment from the Kinnikinnick River in Milwaukee. It's just the second Wisconsin dredging effort, mostly funded by the Great Lakes Legacy Act. Ralph Farver works for Riba Marine Construction, a Michigan-based firm which is hauling PCBs and other chemicals out of the Kinnikinnick. Farver says dredging can be a challenge.
There's a lot of unknowns. Everything's kind of blind. There's not a whole lot. Not a whole lot you can do. Put the bucket in the water and you come up with what you come up with.
Farver says the company and the government agencies overseeing the project will check to make sure the dredging isn't missing anything.
The width of the river. Basically, we're going to be digging from sheet pile to sheet pile. And as we complete it, they'll do some testing and check to make sure we're cleaning it up.
The EPA estimates about 60 people will be working on the $22 million project. The agency also says it hopes Congress passes a White House budget proposal that would dramatically boost funding for Great Lakes cleanup. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.